Have you seen The Batman?
I've not seen The Batman, but I'm one step closer to seeing The Batman because I got sneaky and I now have someone's password for the HBO. So now I see it. I see it when I log in, but no, it tempts me, but I haven't been able to sit down and do it because these days when I watch a movie that's over an hour and 45 minutes, I fall asleep. So I got to get really hopped up one day. I got to get some energy drinks on board and just plow through one night.
You better hope the union doesn't hear about this.
I was thinking that too.
Aren't you a union member?
Yeah.
What's with you?
I have 18 streaming services.
And you're on a TV show.
Uh-huh. And I pay for that one.
Okay. Fair enough.
If HBO Max wants to hire me on the side for something, I'll buy HBO Max.
Fair enough. Yeah, I watched The Batman. I watched it in three parts. I watched episode one, episode two, then episode three. Man, that thing is long. Whoa, boy. That is a long movie.
It's actually divided that way, or you just divided it?
I just couldn't take it anymore after each hour. I was like, all right, that's enough.
Couldn't take it.
No, I just mean like, I can't watch two more hours of this right now. Like, is what I'm saying. Like, the pace is such that, it kept me entertained enough to keep watching. Like, the pace is right on the edge between boring and interesting. It's like sometimes it's a little boring, and then sometimes you're like, okay, I like a little extra of that. So it's a little confusing, and so I think the pace was such that I was like, I'm enjoying this enough to watch it again tomorrow night, but I'm sort of ready to go to bed enough that I'm going to pause it.
Yeah.
So I broke it into three chunks.
Okay. So did it get better as it went on?
Well, oh boy. It's a complicated question, I guess. We can get more into it. We should start the episode. We can get more into it on the episode. My overall review of the movie is that the suit looks awesome. From my Carly, it's Nathan Kress. Still rocks a nanowire pod with his family bottom. Brett Depper was Jake on awkward. I handed in a belt to them. What the heck? Just hanging out and talking dad stuff. Don't give school dads any dad guff. So take a knee. Tire pressure, playing catch, time up, corner, doing raves. It's your bedtime, eat your veggies. Pull up a lawn chair and open some suds. Crack some dad jokes with these dead buds. You better behave or they'll turn this damn car right around. Radioactive Dads. Radioactive Dads, live on Adobe Radio every single Wednesday. If you miss it streaming live, well, you can listen on a podcast app. We appreciate it either way. If you have questions or comments, please send those in to radioactivedads@gmail.com or hit us up on any social media at radioactivedads, spelled exactly like it sounds. I'm Brett. He's Nathan. I read emails word for word, and he is on iCarly.
It's
Nathan.
True.
The Batman.
Yeah.
So you haven't watched it yet, and I don't want to curtail you from watching it at all, because what's about to happen is what always happens to me, which is I'm going to tell you that I enjoyed the movie and I think the movie's good, but then I'm going to keep talking about it and you're going to tell me that I hated the movie. Even though I didn't. So just understand that going in.
I'll try and keep it in mind.
I think the internet froze. There wasn't supposed to be that long of a beat there. No, that's okay. We got you back. It's okay.
I was just saying, okay, I'll do my best to keep that in mind.
Yeah, that came through clear enough, but the beat made it hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I cut off my internet just right there, just for a little bit of a pregnant pause.
Just for comedic timing, yeah.
My internet is hilarious.
No, the movie was enjoyable. Anytime you see Batman in a Batman suit kicking ass, how can you not be having a good time? I mean, it's kind of like pizza. I've never really had a bad one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's good and it's fun. And the fight scenes look amazing. I'd say the best part of the movie is the photography. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And the movie looks like cells from a comic book. The shots, I mean, you can tell that they really, and I'll go nerdy on you here, they really storyboarded this thing out. I mean, you can tell, especially, okay, there's a car chase scene with the new Batmobile that is awesome. And when they cut to different shots in the car chase, I mean, it looks like you're looking at a comic book. It's beautiful. Cool. The photography is great. I think a lot of the direction is great. However, like I said, a little bit of up the pace would have been nice. You could probably cut 22 minutes out of this movie and you'd have a little bit of a better movie. Maybe 20 minutes is too much. I don't know. Honestly, like 12 minutes out of this movie would really help it out.
Yeah.
But overall, great movie.
Cool. So generally just the pace of the writing was like the only part that kind of bumped you, but everything else about the visual aspect. And like, what about the acting?
There's a few moments where, okay, see, like it's a razor's edge, right? Because I don't like the movies where they cut too quickly and the pace is too fast, such as like Fast and the Furious or any Michael Bay movie lately. But then again, there is a pace that's too slow and it's really tight on that edge for me, right? Like it's so easy to go one way or the other. And so I think with the pace, it's like, it's kind of all of it. It's like literally the pace at which the actor is walking with sometimes is like just that half a beat more, like pushing up once on the treadmill would have done it. You know, the pace at which the lines come out. So maybe not just the script, but also the performances. Just up the pace a little. Sometimes the scene begins and they show the character walk all the way across the street and like you didn't need it. You know what I mean? Just in everything. It could have just been upped a little bit. And then my one real critique is for Robert Pattinson, who I actually really like as an actor a lot. What's that name of that movie that I watched recently? Producer Katie's going to have to help me with this. Can you go to RPAT's IMDb? Yeah. Just read me the last few things he's been in. Because there was this, it was a really good movie about brothers and it's like they're on the run the whole time and stuff. It's a really fun movie. But he's great and I like him a lot. But my one critique of him, and maybe this is a directing thing, just give me a grin once. Just once. Just one charming thing, one time, just a little bit of something. He's so sad Batman the entire time. He is the most emo Batman that we've ever had. He is sad Batman. There's nothing, I mean, nothing cracks a smile on this guy. Every line, whether he's Bruce Wayne or Batman, is delivered the same way. I'm sad. And I just, like, Batman has to learn to sort of hate himself in order to save everyone. And it's just a little, it's a bit of a downer, honestly.
That's always hard because, like, I get, you know, usually Batman doesn't crack a smile. But half of what makes Bruce Wayne fun is his, like, kind of swagger. Like, he's this charming, unassuming. You wouldn't think that he's this brooding, caped crusader.
Yeah.
So, you kind of have to have a little bit of that conflict. However, from the beginning, they totally marketed this thing as emo Batman.
Oh yeah.
Like from his bangs to the incredible amount of black eye makeup.
Yeah.
To the Batmobile being, you know, what appears to be a Dodge Charger that he worked on in the garage.
Batmobile is sick.
Totally souped up.
Batmobile
is sick.
I'm
super psyched for that Batmobile.
It's sick. It looks awesome. It sounds awesome. It's got all the right sound effects and a blue flame. It's sick.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. It's pretty sick, dude. The Batmobile, I mean, you want, like, Batmobile is awesome. Also, this is the most gadgeted Batman has been in quite a while, I think.
Really?
From a, like, Christian Bale had the gadgets, but they were really slick gadgets and, like, modern. Whereas this Batman has, the whole movie has the feel kind of like, kind of like what they did with Star Trek, the newer Star Treks, where it kind of looks 60s-ish, or the gadgets are like a little clunky and not as slick, but they still work. So it's got that kind of old school aesthetic to it. And also, his utility belt is like, I mean, that's a dad's utility belt in this Batman. Yeah. This Batman suit is like, it's weird because it's definitely modern and new, but it's also very kind of old and like a suit of armor more. But that's very flexible and stuff. It's great. All the design is great. The production design is great. The wardrobe is great. The costumes are great. The mask is cool. It has stitching on it. So it's kind of like in pieces, and it's got like scratches and dents in it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Can he turn his head?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He can turn his head.
He can? So he doesn't even have to do the...
Oh, yeah. He turns his head. The cape is very big. The cape is sort of like the kind of very long old school Batman cape.
Yeah.
Kind of like from the cartoons.
Yeah. You're exciting me about this.
It's good.
I do. Yeah. It looks like just an interesting take on the whole thing. And as long as you know it's going to be the dark, brooding emo version, I can get in that headspace now, kind of in advance. Like, because ultimately, if all that stuff happened to Batman, if I was Batman, I'd probably be pretty emo about it too.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know how charming I'd be, you know?
Well, in this Batman, you find out more about his backstory that is probably also depressing him.
Mm.
Especially once he finds it out. So this Batman has a lot to be depressed about.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
You know, but you did bring up something interesting, though. This idea of a dad-style utility belt.
Yeah.
I'm now fleshing that out in my head, and I really like where that's going.
We can create that. Sell
yeah, because if you think about it, you know, dads don't like carrying the diaper bag around.
No.
It's usually got flowers on it. It's usually got stuff that I don't want to be toting around. It's heavy.
I can't be
it's
seen
bulky.
Holding something with flowers on it.
Yeah, I don't do flowers. Flowers are flowers are dumb. But the other thing is, half the time it ends up becoming 50% your wife's purse anyway.
Yeah, true.
So it's got all of her stuff in there that I don't need for baby stuff. So
belt.
Imagine if you had a Batman style utility belt. You got your insulated one for your bottle.
Yeah.
You got the one for the pacifier. You got one with some wipes. You got one with the diaper cream. You got one with your key, you know?
Wait, with the pump action on the cream.
Yeah. Yeah. Pump action cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
I like that.
It automatically like rolls it for you. So when it's done, you know, like you just toss that bad boy.
Yeah.
And then a grappling hook just because you never know.
Well, a grappling hook, exactly, just in case.
Right.
And you can shoot that thing out the car window when you're driving, wrap it around, and then you can get around a corner faster.
Exactly.
Whip action from the grappling
hook. Yeah, when you're running late for preschool,
you know,
you got to hit that corner. Minivans usually don't have the traction to get that kind of G-force.
I think this movie has enough, and this is not an ad, by the way. For the movie, I don't know, but Nathan, this movie has enough of the gadgets to keep you interested for sure. It's got enough things that I won't say on here that you'll be like, "Oh, that was cool." There's a lot of those little moments of like, "Oh yeah, good idea on Batman."
Yeah.
Good, yeah, that's interesting. Great performances. Pattinson's great, except for the non-grinning, but that might be a directing thing.
Right.
Zoe Kravitz is awesome. Catwoman is cool. I mean, dude. Catwoman's awesome, and they do a great job with Catwoman in this one. The fighting looks cool. The motorcycle riding is great. They got Penguin in there. They got Riddler in there.
Yeah,
possibly Joker. Maybe Joker. Andy Serkis as Alfred.
So
great.
Yeah.
Paul Dano. Shout out to Paul Dano, dude. Crushes. He's full Paul Dano. He's Paul Dano, the most Paul Dano, but like in the best Paul Dano way. He is so locked in. I love him. I mean, it's, well, you know, just selfishly, like, because I know him and have worked with him, it's cool anytime I get to see him on screen. But there's moments for him as the Riddler where, like, it's just like, it's well, you kind of start rooting for the Riddler at some. He's kind of an anti-hero.
Whoa.
It's interesting. I would be excited to hear your thoughts after you see this one, buddy.
Okay. I will do it. I will.
What? Producer Katie, what?
Is your Robert Pattinson movie you wanted me to find called Good Times?
Yeah, Good Times,
I think.
Good Times? Yeah.
One, what, singular? Good Time.
Good Time.
Yeah.
There
you go.
When did that come out?
2017.
Right. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. Two brothers on the run, sort of like a Boston, like the town a little bit. They're bank robbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
It's like one of those movies where the whole thing takes place in one night.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's fun.
Cool. All right. I'll have to give it one a look too. Yeah, I'm working my way through the, right now I'm just in series. So I did The Flight Attendant, caught up on that. And then we did start Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Bit,
finally. Oh, so, yeah. That's.
You got to study up before House of Targaryen comes out or whatever. House of Dragons.
What's that? Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't even know about it, but I'm sure I will soon.
This band is called Parrotfish. Song is called Miami. If you listen live on Adobe, you get the music breaks. If you're listening on a podcast, we'll be back in a few seconds. It's Radioactive Dads. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio.
Yeah, you are. I'm Brett. He's Nathan. Welcome back to Radioactive Dads.
Hi.
So, Nathan, we're in the playoffs.
You're what?
We're in the playoffs in the Little League.
What?
Here.
Congratulations to the boy and his team.
Well, every team makes the playoffs.
Oh.
but there was a...
Yay, he's participating.
There
Yay,
was a three-way tie. Three-way tie for first place. And our team was one of those teams. But because of the tiebreakers, we ended up in third going into the tournament, even though three teams tied with the same record. But anyway, so first game of the playoffs last night, and everybody was behaving themselves.
Good.
Which hasn't been the case all season, and I've been leaving a lot of stories off the air.
Oh.
There was a game that our team was not involved in, but there were full-blown FUs exchanged between
what?
Coaches.
Come on, parents. Or was this the children?
No, it's never the children. No, it's never the kids.
Just it was the coaches.
Exchanging birds from the dugouts at each other. All these little kids just,
Nope. This was the coaches exchanging verbal, full-blown F-U-C-K-Y-O-Us.
Classy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so crazy that the other parents in the league were all telling each other to go watch the video from last night, because since we live in 2022, there are cameras at every field and you can log into the internet and watch the games wherever you happen to be in the world. Those games are also archived forever. And so when something insane happens, all the parents go like, go watch the game from last night.
Wow. Oh man,
it's a beautiful thing.
So you weren't there though, because it wasn't your team.
No.
Went back and watched the footage.
Absolutely. It was sad, but it was also like kind of epic.
What did this stem from? What happened that got these coaches that?
Well, okay, I was going to tell you about the playoff game, but if you want to get into what that game was,
well,
about,
you don't have. I
well,
just
it's pretty good.
Briefly,
I could get your take on it. You guys could send us in your take, radioactivedads@gmail.com. All right, I'll let you know. Here's what happened. I'll leave the teams out of it, because I also recently found out that some parents at the Little League found out I have a podcast. And they also found out that sometimes I talk about...
Should we stop?
Sometimes I talk about the Little League. No, for real. I was at drop-off. I was at drop-off at the school. And one of the other dads that I know, and they're in the league, he was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? We're talking. Hey, good morning, good morning. And he goes, hey, by the way, you do a podcast? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do a couple. And he goes, oh, yeah, my wife found it. He's like, you were talking about the Little League. And I was like, oh, what did I say? He was like, no, it's fine. He's like, everything you were saying is true. So, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. And then as I walked away, it was like note to self, like, oh yeah, people listen to this sometimes. So anyway.
Yeah, you kind of forget sometimes.
So I'll leave the teams out of it. But so Team A was playing Team B. And Team A was ahead in the game. And they were... they were in the field on defense. Kind of hard to do. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. So Team A is out there on defense. Yeah. And they're ahead in the game by 7 runs or something like that. They're like way up.
Okay? Wow.
Now, the rules, it gets a little complicated because the rules of the league are that you can only score 5 runs in an inning and then the inning is over, or 3 outs. Mm. It's so that another team can't just, you know, you could score like 23 runs.
Run away
sometimes.
With it.
They're kids,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So they have these rules. But the last inning, the 6th inning, if you get there, because there's an hour, 45-minute time limit, but if you get to the 6th inning, the 6th inning is unlimited runs. So if you're down by like 7 runs going into the 6th, you could theoretically come back and win the game, and that makes sense.
Right.
But they weren't in the 6th inning yet. They were still in the 5th inning, and the team that was out in the field on defense was up by 7, and the team that was up is down by 7. But because they're in the 5th inning, you can only score 5 runs. So it's impossible to come back and win the game unless that inning goes by super quickly and you can get to the 6th inning. Right?
Right.
So the coach of Team B, that is the batting coach, the coach of that team starts instructing his players to put 1 foot on home plate and then swing at the pitches. Because if you hit the ball with your foot on home plate in baseball, you're out. Which would then speed up his... So he's telling his own players to intentionally
get
themselves
out.
In order to speed up the inning so that then they can speed through the home half of the inning so that then they can come up and bat again and possibly have a chance of scoring, I don't know, 12 runs at that point. I mean,
that's a gamble,
dude,
man.
This is Bill Belichick telling his team to take a safety on purpose, which has happened, by the way, but those are professionals and these are 7-year-olds.
Right. I don't think they're going to get, I feel like this is going to change.
Conceptually, I mean, think about it conceptually. You're a 7-year-old. All you've been told all year long is to hit the baseball and run like hell to first base. And now all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're being told to put 1 foot on home plate and then swing at the ball. And by the way, the coach is making no bones about just yelling this out loud so that everyone can hear. So it gets kind of weird kind of fast, right?
Right.
Now, coach of Team A that's on defense doesn't want to get to the 6th inning, doesn't want the game to speed up. So what does Coach A do? Calls timeout. Brings the whole team over to the sideline, has a chat. About what? Well, slowing the game down mostly.
So it's taking a nice long time to throw the ball back to the pitcher.
So that
pitcher's got to decide, no, I don't like that pitch. I got to think about it.
Right. So that pisses off Coach B. Let's not forget, though, Nathan, at this point in the game in the 5th inning, it's all coach pitch all the time.
So
that's another reason for putting the foot on the plate and just hitting it, because the coach is just laying them in there so they can make contact. But the whole thing is insane. And quite frankly, if I was a parent on that Team B, I would, if my son was up to bat and the coach is telling them to fundamentally play the game wrong and to do these things that they will never be asked to do in baseball for the rest of their lives, I'm not kidding you when I tell you I would walk out onto the field, hold my son by the hand and say, he's not playing for you anymore. You're a crazy person. And I would take him off the field and I'd say, guess what? Since you're now batting out of order, that's an out. Congratulations, you just sped up the game. But how do you feel about yourself? And then I would get in my SUV and I would drive back to my gated community like any good celebrity.
You got this all planned out.
Yeah. So anyway, really it got insane and both coaches started yelling F you at each other for what each other was trying to do to each other. And the whole thing is silly because they're 7 and it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah. We're talking about children here.
Yeah.
We're trying to show them the fundamentals of the game. We're not trying to, how difficult must it be to keep your foot? How do you have to get your foot on home plate and still manage to get a bat?
I don't know, which also real baseball people, which I consider myself one, should be asking the question, if 1 foot is on home plate, then isn't he technically out of the batter's box, which the pitcher shouldn't even throw the pitch at that point. So the whole thing would be slowed down, actually, because he's not even in the box. So I can't even throw the pitch. The whole thing is just ridiculous.
It's bupkis.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, so our game, our playoff game.
Right.
My story is actually not this dramatic. It's more fun.
Okay.
I hope.
We'll see.
Our coaches behaved themselves for the most part. There was a few moments where the umpires, who let's also keep in mind are 15 and 16,
Oh, okay.
I asked them. And they're sweetest kids, and they're trying their best. But man, it would help if they would just use their voices. Mm. Let's use our outside voices. We are outside. You're umpiring a baseball game. And if you yell out as you signal, we all hear you, and then we know what you called. Because there was a lot of like, is he out or safe? And then the umpire would just make the signal again, but kind of weakly. And people would be like, come on, man. Like, we don't know. Just speak up. But God love them. They're doing the best they can. Yeah. So there was a few confusing moments, but overall it wasn't very dramatic until the fifth inning. When our team is up to bat and we are up by 2 runs and we are the home team. So it's the bottom half of the fifth. We're going into the sixth, and we've got plenty of time, so we know we're going to play the sixth.
Right.
We're up by 2. We had 2 of our pretty good batters strike out uncharacteristically. So we got 2 quick outs, but we got a guy on first, I think. And so it's like, We gotta get some hits and score some runs here. We need to score the maximum 5 to go up by 7. Let's put this thing hopefully out of reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 outs, man on first, up by 2, need some insurance, and who comes up to bat but the boy? He's had a good season. He's had a good season.
Okay, so we're feeling good about it.
2 game balls this season. Had a good season, pretty good batting average. If I was to do the math, I'd say he's hitting around 600 or something like that, a little better than half the time he's up there. Mm. And even with the strikeouts and stuff, puts good swings on the ball, makes a lot of contact. He's actually gotten thrown out at first base a few times. So, you know, you make contact when that happens, so at least you're hitting the ball. Had a great season. So I'm like, all right, we got this. He's walking up to play. I'm like, all right, here we go. You know, I'm like, I've learned to keep the chatter down as the season's gone on. He does better the less you say. That's a pro tip for any parents out there. It's counterintuitive and it's super hard. But the more that you just say, you know, you got this one, the better. The more you go bend the knees, elbow up, eye on the ball, keep, you know, focus, all that.
Yeah. Ugh,
they get so nervous. Mm-hmm. I've learned the more you just say like, all right, buddy, here we go.
Yep.
The better. So I'm trying to keep my cool. He's striding to the plate. He pounds his chest when he's on the on-deck circle, which is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good. I love it.
He always gets in the on-deck circle. He finds his mom, and he's like, Mom! And she looks over, and he pounds his chest with that, like, a grimace on his face. He's like, So he goes walking up there. He's full of confidence. I wonder where he gets it.
I don't know.
He likes to put on a show. So,
strange.
Pitch number 1 from our coach. Yeah, I'll leave the names out of it. Pitch number 1 from our coach. swing and a miss. Strike 1.
Mm.
But he put a good swing on it. But I could tell, not really keeping the eye on the ball.
Oh.
3rd at bat of the game, 5th inning, he's 7. They start to lose a little focus. But I don't want to start yelling eye on the ball. I don't want to put too much pressure on it. So I'm just like, you got this. Pitch number 2. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. And also, there's this thing that happens when the coaches come in to pitch where the kids kind of swing at every pitch because they think it's going to be a good one.
Right.
But sometimes the coaches, I mean, we're all human. Sometimes they're not great pitches. So when they have 2 strikes, it's a little scary because it's like, ooh, they might swing it one way over their head. Uh-oh. Or one in the dirt. Uh-oh. Man, we could really use some base runners. We could use some insurance. All right, buddy. Focus. You got this. Elbow up. The wind up. The pitch. The swing. Ooh, he tops one. He barely gets a hold of it. It rolls out in front of the plate. It's rolling towards the pitcher. He takes off towards first. The throw is wide of first base. He's on first base. Up comes our more experienced hitters. They start hitting kids around. We score 5 runs, go up by 7. Come back in the top of the 6th. 3 outs. We're out of there. Snack shack time, baby.
Wow.
Adds the insurance.
Wow.
On to the next round. It was a good moment. It was fun. It was exhilarating. frozen again. This is the greatest.
Oh my gosh, this freaking thing.
There he is. He's back. We got him. We got him.
I hate my Wi-Fi.
Yeah. It was good, man. It was good. It was good times. Yeah.
I'm stoked for the boy, for him getting into the insurance business.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that was a big confidence boost on his part.
I'm going to call him the insurance agent from now on.
You didn't even have to coach him through it that much either. No, he knew.
No, he got it. It's funny. You'll see when they start getting into the sports more seriously too. Like, and we probably all did this. I mean, I'm sure we all did this as well, where like they do that, like you can teach them and you give them the fundamentals and you work on it, you work on it, you work on it. Then they start to get it and they're getting better at it and they're doing it. And then all of a sudden when they get good at it, then all of a sudden they don't do the thing that got them good at it anymore. And it's a weird place to be, because you're like, wait, why are you, what are you doing all of a sudden? Like, stop doing that. And then they're going like, well, but I'm pretty comfortable now. Oh, it's interesting. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. But it's challenging, but it's fun. And
good times. Good for him. It's funny you say that. I'm having kind of a similar issue watching Rosie a little bit in gymnastics, because she's been doing it for a while. And then now, because she's getting a little more comfortable, she's kind of just starting to goof off a little bit more with it. And, you know, now she's not having to pay super close attention. She's sort of just winging it and embellishing and doing, you know.
Yeah.
And it's hard, because, like, you want them to have fun with it. And you also, you know, the coaches are like, don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Let us.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Us do them, so they won't call out. Hey, you know.
This is what I'm going to do, is I'm just going to fill in what Nathan's actually saying. That's what I'll do. I'll translate the internet.
Good, yeah.
What Nathan is saying is that the coaches say, you know, let us handle it. We're the coaches. Let it come from one voice. And that's a really good message. That's kind of what I was trying to say. Like, give one tip, give it quickly, then kind of get out of the way. And don't give it every time so repetitive, because the kids want to perform in front of you. You're their parent. They're always going to naturally be a little bit more nervous and on edge, and the less sort of noise you create, probably the better. And then he was going to say, you're absolutely right, Brett. You know, I've learned a lot from your parenting style, and I'll forever be in your debt.
Man, you just got it all locked down. You know exactly how this conversation's going to go.
Nailed it.
All I heard was just me being incredibly grateful to you and your wisdom. The rest of that was
Well, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go back and listen on any podcast app. Radioactive Dads. Leave a review. Push submit. Also, just the Patreon. Patreon, guys. Patreon is going again. If you want full video episodes of this show, if you want to see every facial expression...
Maybe not this episode, because it's going to be real choppy.
If you'd like to see every frozen moment, if you'd like to see every drip of spilt coffee, check out Patreon. Also, we'll be adding exclusive content to Patreon very soon that will only be available to our Patreon patrons. It's only a few bucks a month. You can find the link in our bio on any social media. Sign up. We'll try to not disappoint you. You can cancel anytime. But you have our earnest guarantee that we'll try.
We've just said, you know, you're probably not going to like it, but just try it anyway. They're going to love it, Brett.
No. They're going to love it. We will try our best to keep up with it this time. We promise. And if we don't, you can cancel whenever. But I guarantee when we put up content, it's going to be the best content, baby.
In a very, very Italian way.
Turn it up. We'll be right back. I'm still crying.
known for spaghetti tacos. Yum. The other one is just awkward. Uh-huh. Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio.
Not too much time left on this episode, so let's quickly go to the email inbox.
Okay.
And check our emails.
We gotta read some of them emails.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Hey, Nathan and Brett. In your podcast episode, A Lot of Emails, I learned that Brett is a blue cheese fan while Nathan is a ranch fan. For the record, I'm with Nathan on this one.
Bam.
But I wanted to see if you guys would be willing. I wanted to see if you guys would be up to answering some similar questions in a little game called This or That.
Oh, we're going to play a little game within an email?
Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to say, Allie, that you're stealing my bit. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that on the original version of the Brett Davern Show, we played a game called This or That.
Only if they chose the right hand.
Rapid fire random questions. I'm not going to say that you stole this whole thing from me. I won't say it.
But we know we're all thinking it.
Do you want to play though?
I mean, yeah, I want to play this person's original game that's never been played before.
Do you want to play the game This or That that Allie definitely did not steal from my original podcast?
I want to play Allie's very original game that was never played by you on your original podcast.
1 minute on the clock. Question number one. Beach or mountains?
That was one of the questions.
Oh, just wait. Beach or mountains? Oh, no, he's frozen again. Nathan answers beach. I say mountains. Question number two. Ebook or paperback book? Nathan says paperback. He likes to roll it over. I say paperback. I do the same thing. Question number three. I'm just going to answer for him until he unfreezes. Question number three. Toilet paper over or under? I'm not really sure what that one means, honestly. I would need a diagram drawn. I believe it's an over situation. I'm not really sure. Question number four, morning person or night owl? I'm both. Nathan's a morning person? I'm not sure.
Nathan's definitely a morning person.
Is he a morning person?
Yeah, no, for sure. You definitely.
Question number five, sleep with a fan on or off?
He sleeps with a fan on, definitely.
On in the summer, off in the winter. I'm not a crazy person. Question number six, scary movie or funny movie? I think we both go funny movie on that one. By the way, I know what you meant was maybe sometimes the fan could be the noise thing. Grow up. You're an adult. Go to sleep. Question number eight, Marvel or DC?
He's a Marvel boy. No, Nathan's a DC guy.
No, I don't know.
Nathan's a DC guy. He's a little moodier than some of those Marvel movies. He's got some layers, that Nathan Kress.
I change all the time between this one. Sometimes, like, if I just watched a DC one, then I kind of go DC. If I just watch a Marvel one, I kind of go Marvel. But honestly, right now, Marvel is so annoying with the amount of content they are putting out there. And their content is not able to keep up with the quality that it once was able to keep up with because of the amount they're putting out there. So right now, even though Ben Affleck just played Batman, I'll go Batman and DC. And I think Nathan goes to Marvel. I think.
I'm just getting into this because I've been trying to reconnect to this Zoom chat this entire time.
Question number nine, Apple or Android?
Nine? How many questions did you answer for me?
I answered for you. It's okay.
It mostly right.
Yeah. I can't wait to go back and watch this episode and see what Katie answered for me.
And you can watch it if you're a Patreon patron. Check out our Patreon. Nathan, Apple or Android?
Well, Apple now, but Android is better.
No.
Question number 10. I go Apple too. Question number 10. Disney, Park, or Universal?
I'm going to say Universal. Because Disney's just too dang busy now.
Interesting.
You just can't even get in. At least in Universal, you can do stuff.
I will say, oh man. Well, see, here in California, Disney Park is nice because you get the two theme parks in one. Mm-hmm. Can I go off the list and go Six Flags?
Well, yeah, I'll say Six Flags all day, baby.
Because Six Flags Well, I know you say that because it's 30 seconds from your front door. But Nathan literally can just wake up and like start rolling down the hill and end up at Six Flags.
I can see Six Flags from my house.
Like, put the car in neutral, we'll be at Six Flags in 30 seconds. But other than that, the rides are better. They're just better rides. They're more thrilling. It's more fun. And he's frozen again. That's how you play This or That, everybody. Nathan won that game of This or That. And also, that's all the time we have for on Radioactive Dads today. So thanks for listening. For Frozen Nathan, I'm Brett. It froze in a good spot, though. Look at him. You can email us anytime, radioactivedads at gmail.com. Hit us up on social media at radioactivedads. Send us your emails. We will read them word for word and try to get to as many of them as we can. Thank you for leaving a review on any podcast app. That is much appreciated. We also have a merch store. If you want our faces on your chest, go to our merch store. We have hoodies and t-shirts. There's a promo code. Rad Fam, I believe.
Rad Fans?
Rad Fans?
One of those. Try them both. See what happens.
Bye.